Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared for Monday, November 30th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net and with a daily goal to encourage and instruct others. Today's message is titled, God's Messengers. The scripture text is from Luke 1, verse 13.
But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John."
Yesterday, Brooksine and I held a memorial service for families and residents at Longwood Manor, a nearby assisted living facility where we serve as chaplains. Seven residents had passed away over the past quarter, and so we planned a service to honor them. At the end of the service, Brooksine read, "My First Christmas in Heaven." Afterward, we went around the room and greeted those who were in attendance. And Brooksine had a very interesting conversation that she will share.
I greeted Marion, which is not her real name, but I've known her for about 8 years now through the hymn sings that I've held and through our chaplaincy at this particular facility. Marion has a disease that greatly impairs her mobility and makes her speech extremely difficult to understand. If I really, really focus, and with the help of others, I can sometimes understand what she's trying to say. Other times, I really don't understand Marion, but I listen because I wanted to know that I value her conversation. She was most intent in communicating with me yesterday, and I just really could not understand her. With great effort, she used her arms to show me using gestures. That helped. I thought she was referring to my playing hymns at the piano, but that was clearly not her message. One word she finally helped me to understand was the word image, and it eventually helped direct me in my interpretation of her message. After a lengthy time of playing charades, so to speak, I finally understood what she was saying. When I had read the Christmas poem, she felt that she saw an image of Jesus behind me. She was so excited when I got the message, and she was clearly touched by what she had experienced. Jesus had met her in a supernatural way during the reading of that poem, and she wanted others to know about it.
Well, this brings to mind a Bible story where Zechariah resorted to using gestures to communicate. Luke describes Zechariah and Elizabeth as an ordinary married couple who lived upright lives in the sight of God. Elizabeth was barren, so they had no children, and they were both well along in years, quoting the scripture. He served as a priest at a time when God was about to break a long, bleak period of prophetic silence. It had been 400 years since God had spoken through the prophet Malachi.
Yet Zechariah and his wife, like other godly Jews, fervently awaited the promised Messiah. His routine assignment in the temple on this particular day changed him forever after his encounter with the representative of the living God, and none other than the angel Gabriel. What a blessed message he received. He said, "Your prayer has been heard." I wonder if Zechariah's mind went into fast mode to consider which prayer Gabriel was speaking of. Surely he had given up on the request for a child many years earlier. More likely, the answered prayer was the Messiah's coming, and Zechariah would have a part of this in a most remarkable way.
Well, the whole story is found in Luke 1, 1 through 25. We encourage you to read that in your Bible, or we'll have a link to it to read it on the online Bible on our site today. Zechariah wanted to be sure that he was really hearing things right. Do you blame him? Due to his initial unbelief, Gabriel told him that he would be unable to speak until the birth of his son.
Following his lengthy encounter with the angel, Zechariah went outside the temple and saw those who anxiously awaited his appearance. And I quote, "They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them but remained unable to speak." Well, I can't help but wonder what kind of signs Zechariah made to describe this supernatural encounter with the angel. Did he look up toward heaven and shield his eyes to give the effect of a heavenly encounter with a dazzling, bright visitor? Did he point to his mouth to indicate that the messenger had given him a message? And how about the news of the coming birth? Did he make a cradle of his two arms nestled together and rock an invisible baby? Surely the crowd would have to wonder if John, well up in years, might be having the first signs of Alzheimer's, or whatever term they use to describe the deterioration of aging brain cells.
Well, the next challenge Zachariah would face would be communicating the miraculous news to his wife, Elizabeth. I wonder if God had in some way spoken to her as well, preparing her for the message. What did she think when her speechless old husband walked into their house that night at a quicker pace, his face lit up, and his hands talking a mile a minute? We really don't know how God enabled Zachariah to communicate the good news to Elizabeth, but we do know that 9 months later they rejoiced as they welcomed little John into the world. Their son would, quote, bring many of the people of Israel back to the Lord their God. And he would go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous to make ready a people prepared for the Lord, end quote. Zachariah and Elizabeth were really just ordinary people touched by an extraordinary God who's very much at work today, still touching and using ordinary people just like you and me.
Let's pray together. Father, we are thankful for the miraculous birth of John the Baptist, who prepared the way for the Lord Jesus, who came as Savior to the world. We also thank you for ordinary individuals living blameless, upright lives who help prepare unbelievers to receive the gospel message. By their godly example and by their communicating the truths of the Bible, they become your earth-appointed messengers, directing people's hearts to Jesus, who is the only way to the Father. May we be among them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And we thank you for joining us today. It's a rainy Monday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. And we're glad to be in out of the rain, of course, in our little home office where we prepare these messages. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. This is the message that we have prepared for Monday, November 30th, 2009. And of course, the last day of November as life progresses on. We do have several photos up on our site today, not related to our message, but nevertheless you may find interesting. A couple of them were a different route to church yesterday afternoon when we went over for a choir rehearsal for a Christmas musical. And I think you'll find it interesting, an old rustic log cabin. I say old, it's probably more recently built, but made to look old. And an old water pump that I find interesting. Well, we also suggest a song today. A song written by a now deceased musician by the name of Danny Bell, titled Ordinary People, popular back in the, would you say, the mid to late 70s, Brooksine. And this is sung by, I believe it's some Filipino young ladies, and I put a separate note, sung by some ordinary people. I'm blessed by the diligence of these young ladies in preparing this and posting it up on YouTube, and I believe you will as well. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay encouraged, and may God use you today as just one more ordinary person.